الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم: المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف، وفي كل خير، إلى آخر الحديث. Respected ulama, my asatidah as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice upon those golden advices of Imam Musa Kaji Sahib, who is also my ustaz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with barakah in his ilm, in his offspring until the day of qiyamah. In this hadith that we have quoted before you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in a lengthy hadith says that Al-mu'minu al-qawiyu khayru wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if. That a strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a weak believer. But there is goodness in them all. So what is meant by strength in this hadith? Muhaddithin mention that one is, it refers to physical strength, for a person to be physically strong. But at the same time, it refers to spiritual strength as well. Many a time I myself, because we can see our physical body, it is something tangible. So we work on it. We might go to the gym. We might do this, see to my diet, eat good foods, stay away from fatty foods, because we can see our body, myself. So we work on it. But the ruh, the soul, because it is not seen, many a times I could overlook the importance of working on this aspect, the spiritual strength. For that reason, ulama write that in actual fact, spiritual strength outweighs physical strength. For a person to be spiritually strong is more important than being physically strong. Easy example for myself to understand this. On the battlefield, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, do you want to see a person from the fire of Jahannam? So one person, one sahabi is curious. He follows him on the battlefield. Brave, warrior, strong, physical strength. Fighting, dropping everyone, dropping the enemies. So he's following him on the battlefield. Then what happens? Juriha. One wound. Can't take that one wound. Physically strong. He goes somewhere on the battlefield, leans on his weapon, commits suicide. On the battlefield. So the physical strength was there. He had it. What was he lacking? Anas bin Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Battle of Uhud. He has some dates in his hand. He addresses himself. But what is holding you back, O Anas? I can get this fragrance of Jannah coming from Mount Uhud. Muhaddithin actually write, one is figurative. But literally he could get the fragrance of Jannah. Why? Because that Iman was worked upon. Such a level of conviction, he got the fragrance in this world. He goes, he fights in such a way, not one wound. Over 80 wounds, spears and swords and arrows. He can't even be recognized after he is martyred. Only his sister can recognize him, and how? By his fingertips. What was it? What was it that made him fight so valiantly? But the spiritual strength that drove him forward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me firstly. Really very, very easy to speak. Very easy to speak. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this. These are the bounties. That spiritual strength, that iman, tawakkul, ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a time we say ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100%. Ma'rifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that's also something. When we read the seerah, when we read the blessed seerah, biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, read it with the intention to gain ma'rifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Forgive me, I have seniors sitting in front of me to speak in such a way, in such a bold way. Please forgive me. But ma'rifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Read it to take lesson. The wisdom, the compassion, the kindness. How he dealt with sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So spiritual strength, to work on it. Many a time we fall ill. Myself firstly, not speaking about anyone else. First thing, small headache. Medicine cupboard, Panado. Not saying that taking medication and is against Sharia, it is encouraged as well. So a person will fall ill, he can't do ibadat, he can't stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, severe headache, take something, not an issue. But what is being highlighted is the amount of importance that I give to my physical well-being. Small headache, and it is a doctor, small flu, runny nose, doctor. What to say about the people suffering from cancer and from TB and from everything else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa. Those are going through difficulty, our family members, our near and dear ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa. But we pay so much attention, I myself firstly, to ridding ourselves of these physical ailments, physical illnesses, the cancer and the chemo and the different things that we go for. But the fact of the matter is, that person who has cancer, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That person who has TB, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That person who has the worst illnesses in this world, when he closes his eyes, that illness will not harm him in his grave. That cancer will not become a difficulty for him in his grave and in the akhirah. That TB will not harm him in his grave. Person who passes away with pride, spiritual ailment, very easy to speak again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rid myself firstly from it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the person who passes away, the person who dies, not with pride in his heart, but an atom's weight of pride, he will not even get the fragrance of Jannah, and the fragrance of Jannah travels a distance of 500 years. Look at the harm of the spiritual ailment. So this is something that I myself, I need to work on it. So how to work on it? In this world we know, I'm going through some difficulty, I am sick, I cannot stand up, I cannot walk properly, that one day goes, I'm trying my medications, nothing's working, 1 week, 2 weeks, now I go see a doctor. But I don't just go see any doctor. I told my students also, we don't just see on the side, udokotela, and now we enter there. Anyone can see to my health. We want to scrutinize the doctor just for a flu. We don't just go to any doctor when it comes to our physical bodies, because we are worried about our physical self. But why is it when it comes to deen, I myself, I am prepared to take medication from any and every spiritual doctor. Never mind, I am prepared to take it. Who will diagnose himself on Google? I got something wrong with me. Google says, just take this medication. Give this to your wife, give that to your child. I'm not prepared to experiment regarding my physical health. Why am I prepared to experiment when it comes to my spiritual health? That I will do this and I will do that, try here, try there. So the first step, many ways whereby a person can attain this islah, reformation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our Hazrat Damod Barakatum and everyone who has played a part in this islahi jalsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them greatly, like a type of seminar. We know seminars take place to create awareness and importance. So this is there to create importance. And after this, we carry on for the rest of our life. So we go to the doctor, spiritual doctor. We go to him, we visit him, we mention our ailments to him as well. So how will we know who to follow? How will we know who is a correct spiritual doctor? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, that person who holds on to Quran and Sunnah, لَن تَظِلُّ, you will never go astray. كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةُ نَبِيِّهِ, if you hold on to these two, then you will never go astray. No matter what comes your way, you will never go astray. So just as guidance of the individual is kept in Quran and Sunnah, for a leader to be a correct leader, he needs to lead by Quran and Sunnah. We know we go to a school, we will go to a madrasa, there is something known as a teacher's guide. As long as the teacher sticks to that guide, then we feel safe, my children will learn the correct thing. So there is a leader's guide as well. Leader's guide is Quran and Sunnah. If we listen to the person's talks, it's Quran and it's Sunnah and it's, nothing is more important than deen. Nothing is more important than deen. Doesn't that resonate? Doesn't that sound familiar? For those of us who listen, nothing is more important than deen. When we hear this coming across, this person, he can treat me. So go and confide. Confide in the person. Generally, for a person to disclose his faults, especially if it is done boldly, this is something extremely frowned upon. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that my entire ummah is in a condition of safety except for the mujahireen, mujahirun. What is mujahara? A person commits sin at night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers it. No one saw it. In the morning, he publicizes his sin. Doing so boldly, frowned upon. But when a person comes before his spiritual mentor, he comes before his sheikh, he comes before his spiritual doctor, they disclose the fault with sincerity, with ikhlas. A Sahabi, a person in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he asked for permission. Just listen to what permission he is asking for. He asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, permit me to commit zina. What a question. Posed to what an individual. And look at the approach and look at the reaction of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They want to stop him. What are you asking? Who are you asking? Don't you realize? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stops them and he listens to the person's request. So he put it forward. This was what was troubling him. It troubled him. But he put it forward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then in his compassionate way, in his merciful way, in his loving way, he starts advising him. Do you have a mother? Yes, I have a mother. Do you have a sister? Yes, I have a sister. Do you have a daughter? Yes, I have a daughter. Aunt, paternal, maternal. Would you love someone to commit zina with your mother, with your sister, with your daughter, with your aunts? No was the reply every time. But then even more amazing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam takes his Mubarak hand, places it on the heart of this person who just sought permission to commit zina. Not a high ranking person. That person who could have probably been chased out of my gathering. I would have looked down upon him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam places his hand on his chest. He says, Allahumma ghfir dhanbahu, tahhir qalbahu, wa hassin farjahu. Allah forgive his sins, purify his heart, keep his private path chaste. After that, the thought of zina never entered this person's mind. Without any exaggeration, our shuyukh and our mashayikh are like that. They do not turn us away. And myself sitting here today is an open testimony to that. Without any exaggeration. Our mashayikh, when we turn to them, when we come to them and we seek treatment, they will never turn us away. So do not feel, if a person turns you away, then he is not a correct doctor. He is not learned in the field. They give us hope. As Imam Salim Dorat, Damat Barakatuhum says, that the shaykh is not alimul ghaib. The shaykh is not alimul ghaib. He does not have knowledge of the unseen, but he needs to be alimul ghaib. He needs to have knowledge of your shortcomings. He needs to have knowledge of where you are falling short. So this is the first step that I need to follow. That identify someone. Someone, sometimes in our locality, in our communities, the imam is an upright person. When we listen to him, our heart becomes inspired. He speaks about Quran, he speaks about hadith, he gives preference to deen over everything. He has his tafsir program in the morning, he is reaching out. I see him from a distance. Make some connection. Go and sit with him, create that type of familiarity, then start opening up to him. Sometimes you will be shocked. You see, the solution was so easy, and I was dying within myself, that miserable, slow death, and the solution was just there. The solution was in Quran and hadith, but I wasn't opening up. So open up, identify. That person who I can go and confide in, person of Quran, person of hadith, person of sunnah. Then our shaykh, our shuyukh, our mashayikh, our spiritual doctors will then give us a prescription. Many a time as well, I myself, that 100 times, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, 100 times the great and grand name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will think like this. Going to bring a revolution. I'm asking for this and this and great, great, so much zina and this and that. Do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we go to a doctor. Doctor will give us prescription. We know sometimes they'll give us an antibiotic for the children. Extremely bitter. Finish the course. Very important. And how diligent aren't we? Sometimes we're not even told to finish the course. We'll finish the course to the T. Follow the doctor's prescription because again, why? Because my physical health is at stake here. What about my spiritual health? Sit down and do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be particular with regards to it. Every day to sit down and to remind the heart, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Speak to the heart, not just words. So when the time comes, when I want to commit a sin, when I want to commit a guna, when that enticement is there, then that continuous reminding of my heart, my heart will then remind me of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we feel that I sat down, I carried out the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, and I'm not seeing any change. So then we tend to throw in the towel, we tend to give up. Understand this by means of a baby, small baby comes into this world, we all understand growth is taking place. Do we see the growth immediately? We don't see it immediately. But the child is growing. Child is being nourished. We also need to be nourished by the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Child is growing. Look back, the same child, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Child is grown so big. Do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to do it. We need to do it on a continuous basis. We are spiritually growing. Look back 1 year, 2 years, 5 years down the line and say, Alhamdulillah, where have I reached? Why? Spiritual nourishment, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the doctor, the spiritual doctor, the upright spiritual doctor who will guide us, who will give us our prescription, then follow the prescription. And very, very important, extremely important, that I myself lack so greatly in this is dua. When a person, when something is important to someone, anything important to someone, see that dua, he is making dua for it. My father is going for an operation. Doctors say it is touch and go. You'll find the person on the musalla. Why? Because my father is important. There's a business deal about to take place. Oh, now, I could get it, I couldn't get it. Millions at stake. Person is on the musalla. Why? It is important. My child is ill. Just spiraling, going down, downhill. Doctors say there's no hope. I'll be on the musalla. Why? My child's health is important. Dua for my islah. Dua for my reformation. When last have I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my islah? When last have I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my tazkiyah? Why? Because it is, we need to make dua for our islah, for our reformation. And very important, when we open up to our mashayikh, when we open up to our spiritual doctor, then they will listen, they will take in, and they will make dua for us. They will make dua for us and that will push us. We can take a thousand qasams on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not forget you in the quiet moments. And that is really what will push us forward. As we heard last night in the majlis as well, of our Shaykh Hazrat, Tamar Barakatuhum, a sign of a qutub, someone who makes dua for the birds and for the fish and for the insects. More or less 20 years ago, alhamdulillah, through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we came for the itikaf and the tafsir, the khatmul Quran at the end of Taraweeh, so Hazrat made dua as well. So still in school, just out of school at that time, they couldn't even see Hazrat making dua. Allah, make it easy for the fish, make it easy for the insects, make it easy for the birds. First time in my life hearing something like this. Maulana's making dua for the fish and for the birds and for the insects. Later on in life, we understand that that person who is making dua for the fish, for the insects, for the creation of Allah, why, how can he ever not make dua for those people who has put their hands in his? Never, never. And that is what will push us. So let us take full benefit. Let us make dua. Allahumma ja'al, one dua if we can make. Allahumma ja'al sarirati khayran min alaniyati waj'al alaniyati saliha. Allah, make my inner self better than my outer self and make my outer self pious. This nifaq that I have, no one else, this hypocrisy and not being genuine that I have needs to come out of myself. There needs to be some type of correspondence to what I'm showing on the outside and what I have on the inside. Allahumma ij'al sarirati khayran min alaniyati waj'al alaniyati saliha. And if only the doctors had a magic potion, person has cancer, potion, you come right. Arthritis potion, you come right. Going blind potion, you come right. We have a magic potion. We have a magic potion. And if we can do this, my humble message that I leave myself with and all of us, this is our magic potion. It is salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We heard our Shaykh Hazrat Dawud Barakatuh mentioning as well, even if a person assumes or if he makes the claim that there are no shuyukh in our time to be able to lead us, that person holding on to durood, salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with sincerity, with ikhlas, with dedication, with the intention of islah, his islah will be made as well. So continuous durood. Ghulam Hussein Rawat, rahimahullah, he was instrumental initially that brought us also to the Khanqa at that time. Family member, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his grave with nur and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status. Initially he told me this as well. that read abundant durood, read abundant durood, and you'll see miracles in your life. Later on we came and we heard Hazrat repeating the same thing with so much emphasis of salat and salam, durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that inna awla an-nasi bi, the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be aktharuhum alayya salatan. Those who send the most durood, those who send the most salat and salam on me, they will be the closest to me. I ask myself the question, a daunting question, sometimes perhaps a bold question. Will a zani stand next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, an adulterer? Will a gambler stand next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Will a thief stand next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Will a hypocrite, a munafiq, will he stand next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? The more we start reading the root, start there. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. No upright ulama in my town. Where do I start? What kitabs do I read? Start with durood. Start with durood. It will pull us out of the gutters. It will pull me out of the mud. It will connect me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It will connect me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will connect me with the mashayikh. When I look back years thereafter, I myself will be shocked where I was and where I came today. Alhamdulillah. So start with durood. Start with salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Like a type of rope. On one end of the rope is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Every durood we send, it's like he's pulling us closer and closer. And as he's pulling us closer and closer, those gunas will just, they'll go. Our Shaykh Hazrat Dawud Barakatuh speaks in detail about the importance of abundant durood. And if we can have our heart in it, even better. But I myself, first let us start from here. For my islah, for our islah and tazkiyah, from, set a number at least. A person who sends 100 times a day durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, two certificates he gets. One is he gets freedom from the fire of Jahannam, the other he gets freedom from nifaq. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to fear nifaq. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to fear nifaq. A true believer is always fearful of nifaq. What a certificate! Through the blessing of salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So easy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3 minutes, 15 minutes, 500, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening, you have your 1,000. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, Salaji Damad Barakatuhum, recently we heard also that Mufti Sahib's family passed away, and the basharat that was received in the dreams, that her janazah was leaving from Masjid al-Nabawi, and we heard of all of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive her, elevate her status. But one of the reasons, one of her actions in her life was this 1,000 times a day durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So let me start with that. And then see, it is the beginning and it is the ending. It is the keys of all goodness. It cannot be overemphasized. Durood, salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will open up all doors. And this durood is a magic potion not only for our spiritual ailments. Look at Qasida Burda. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam removed the disability of that person. Allama Abu Sayri rahimahullah. So it is a type of magic potion. Let us take, from myself, this is my message for myself and for all of us. Let us take this message of salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Connect ourselves with the mashayikh. Take their prescription. Make dua for our islah, our reformation. And where we can, as far as possible, many of us might already have ta'alluq and connection. But Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, we might have a connection with other ulama in different towns. Keep up the connection. Let us try and come wherever we can. There are people coming from our communities, from our localities. Maybe Tuesday night, majlis, a weekly majlis that takes place once a month. Friday, Homestead Park, Sunday in, here in Darul Uloom Azadwal, takes place once a month. And every week, if we can, wherever we can, try and keep up that connection. Try and keep up. When we come for the majlis, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when our Shaykh Hazrat is sitting, Damat Barakatum, and looking at the people entering, what du'as is coming out for those people attending the majlis. And obviously for those who are not here as well, for everyone. But to come and to derive benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me firstly and give us all the ability to correctly understand His deen and to practice.